What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. His comedy shows are like daylight savings. You'll feel like you just lost an hour. Writer and comedian Joe Mackey. There's a word for women like her, and that word is armed. Former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin. He's my spiritual twin, only younger, taller, and better looking. Host of Lawrence Jones Cross Country on Saturday nights, Lawrence Jones. She's fiery, wiry, and keeps a knife in her diary. Fox News contributor, Kat Tim. So, Joe, I'm looking at you. I'm reminded that, yes, tax season is upon us. And it's good to see that you've taken on some additional work at H&R Block after we do the taping.
Greg, I've got to up my game here. I've got Lawrence on the show. I've got a former vice presidential candidate. Uh-huh. I want to look good.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Do you regret not having these surgical advancements when you were a teen and confused tomboy named Regina?
There are some problems with your research department on that question, Greg. I was extremely tough and cool, young, budding man in my teens. Yeah. And I have grown into the Adonis that you see before you tonight. But I'll tell you what, Greg, I don't know if I could listen to Biden, you know, kind of tell us about a story about being a high school senior and this story about a gay couple kissing, because I don't believe that he remembers being a senior in high school. Yeah. You know, I don't want to hear about climate change from a guy who owns a beach house. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about creating 12 million jobs when he leaves out the part that he supported the lockdowns that eliminated those 12 million jobs. The only jobs he's created are 87,000 for the IRS. Yeah. He always seems to leave out the exculpatory evidence. He's all for criminal justice reform to get rid of the crime bill that he sponsored.
Yeah.
I like this new Joe in a suit
me
thing.
Too.
Yeah.
Exculpatory. That's a hard word to say for me.
I'm going to start making eye contact with people.
Baby steps, Joe. Baby steps. You don't want to creep people out.
Too late for that.
Yeah. You know, Governor, there are two elements to this. One is the hypocrisy with gay marriage. But the other thing, too, is don't you find it weird how quickly the trans issue just showed up?
Unbelievable.
It is. It still blows. I'm still trying to figure out, okay, how is this done? How is it on Joe Biden's desk? How does he do it? Because clearly he doesn't, there's no science that he can quote. So this is a political, kind of a political tidal wave done for a very small minority of Americans, expecting everybody else a compulsory kind of like obedience.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is that people get mad at me when I talk about this kind of being a fad, but I really think that it is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the hip thing for a lot of liberals to be jumping on this bandwagon. And like you say, there's no science. There's no, I'm sure, poll testing even that shows that the majority of Americans are really into this and really want this just shoved down our throats, because they don't. Mm-hmm. This is, as you're suggesting, just a minute, tiny percentage of the population that is even enmeshed in the whole thing. Yeah, of it, that it's good.
And we're not even talking about changing that. We like live and let live.
Exactly. Live and let live.
We're talking about kids.
Yeah,
like if kids can't make up their minds over a tattoo, you can't, I mean, or anything, like they to go to a movie. Boy, that's an old reference.
You know what, though? I think
to go to a PG movie.
Yeah, no. I think that the healthy libertarian streak in so many of us, it is made manifest with an issue like this, because we don't want, it is live and let live for this. They're the ones trying to shove it down our throats.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, if it's live and let live, then the parents get to live and let live, and don't use this privacy excuse like, oh, the kids shouldn't tell you. Lawrence, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Nice shoes.
Oh, thank you. They're Acme Studios.
Suit.
They're approved. Yeah, they're nice. They're Velcro because I'm lazy. A very lazy person. This is the sign of laziness when you've given up tying shoes.
No, that's rich. That's what it is. I don't have to tie my shoes.
You have somebody else do that for you.
Yeah.
What did you make of his appearance on The Daily Show? It's amazing. Do you know that I think 10 times as many people saw that here than on the show?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I don't know. I just find the president to be very weird.
Yeah.
I don't really think he has a political compass because he's so old at this point that he's not alert. He reads the script. He's the person, you know, we used to shun the people that put notes on their hand.
Yeah.
Now the president can have a teleprompter right in front of him. The kid thing is troubling to me, though. I mean, we have actual issues with our kids, with drugs and all this other stuff, and they want to make this the central focus.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, I don't think we're in the minority on this. Anytime there's an issue, I always say go to the group. If there's issue in Black America, go to Black people. So go to the gay community. And they don't even support this nonsense, but you'll never hear them say that because they'll secretly say, look, they'll shun us, they'll kick us out of the club. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, we're changing pronouns. They, them, it's not even grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that, the thing that, you know, the LGBT community has been avoiding for a while is to say that they prey on kids. And now you have a whole group of people within the community that are preying on kids.
Yeah.
So they're very disgusted by this, but you won't hear them say it because they don't want to be shunned.
You can't trust anybody who doesn't know the science of grammar with the actual physical science.
Right.
Like, you're screwing up the language. Stay away from my kids. Happy Trans Tuesday, Kat.
Every Tuesday, the monologue's about trans stuff.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but I sure have.
Yeah, you have. You have. You pointed it out to me. Do you think I go like I have a cycle?
I don't know. What do you do on Monday night?
That's a great question. Because you know what? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I had friends in town. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And I'll let you live your life.
Took the day off. Live and let live. That is, you know, I coined that motto. Mm-hmm. Live and let live.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you want to close out the segment with something thoughtful?
Sure. Okay. I would. I think that Mr. Mackey over here, which I feel like I need to call you right now, you had a great point of all the things he's been hypocritical on, but a lot of people know this stuff and nobody points it out. And I think Joe Biden, we talk a lot about unflappable strength in a leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is maybe the first president to have unflappable weakness. Because he says this stuff that everybody knows is not true. Like him in high school and then him actually voicing support for gay marriage is several decades longer than I have been alive.
Right. Yeah.
So that's obviously not the moment that he got there, but nobody asks him anytime, usually when this stuff comes up, no matter what the issue is, because they're just thinking, well, you know, I got a full sentence out of him, and like, therefore, it went far better than I expected. I should consider myself lucky and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody presses him on stuff because there's this assumption that he can't handle it.
Right.
So it's unflappable weakness.
Unflappable weakness should be the title of his memoir. He could just keep writing the same one year after year because he won't remember. That's a terrible thing to say, but I'm not going to retract it. I feel like I'm with your more successful uncle. No, your older, more successful brother, Biff.
I was just thinking unflappable weakness is what I would call my muffin top.
Just the idea that you use the phrase muffin top is making me vomit. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Two bros who are solid muscle are chatting about Jussie's hustle. They discuss their role in the false flag orchestrated so Jussie Smollett could brag. Bola and Ola Osadario, the Nigerian Hans and Franz, are finally breaking their silence about their involvement in the infamous Jussie Smollett hoax, a hoax that was so convincing it fooled these brilliant minds.
I don't like that it's being put out there in the media that this is a possible hate crime.
There are a lot of questions in this case, but I know Jussie Smollett is a really, really good guy. I just want justice to be served in this case.
Mm-hmm. And the media has really cast so much doubt on his story, which I find so personally offensive.
He's given a detailed account, an account that Chicago police have said has been consistent. He hasn't changed his story. They also said it's credible. Police have said that, and also that he has been very cooperative.
Mm. They should all be fired up for the new exclusive show on Fox Nation. No, it's not a casino. The Nigerian brothers open up about that fateful night on Fox Nation when actor Jussie Smollett claimed he was the victim of a white supremacist, anti-gay, anti-black hate crime. He hired two black guys to carry out the hoax, proving he truly believes in equity. Smollett claimed the brothers were white supremacists who poured bleach on him and tied a noose around his neck, all while yelling he was in MAGA country. Why are we retelling this entire story? I don't know. Because, as we all know, Chicago is a hotbed of right-wing activism. Here's their head of the KKK. I kid. But like a wool thong in the washing machine, it quickly unraveled. As you know, Smollett orchestrated it all, even paying the brothers by check to be in on the whole thing. We're gonna tell the whole story. Hit it.
Flying back from Nigeria, we were expecting our other $500 check. I felt like I was just gonna get back to business. Head back, start doing auditions, continue working out and living my great life.
I had a whole different feeling. I felt like the police was waiting for me. The customs agent was checking everyone's passport. Two big ass police officers came up. I went with them. I was like, damn, it's over with. They got me.
So while they didn't give Smollett the racist beating he craved, they did show him the importance of something much more valuable, and that is acting lessons. The next time Smollett casts a hate crime, he should do a one-man show and just punch himself in the face. Lawrence, were you ever just for even a moment, or were you like all of us that like didn't want to say anything because we knew it was fake, but we didn't want to be first?
Listen, we all have jobs, okay?
Yes.
All right, and we got to be easy on this. I mean, I could have said it, but you couldn't say it.
Yes,
you know. But look, there's two things right here. First of all, they're lying. The Chicago police knew it was a setup the entire time. It was they were just waiting for him to bury himself.
Right.
That's the first thing. But number two, he scripted this like a movie.
Yes.
That's why he doesn't have a job. Mm. I mean, it doesn't make sense at all. But I also think this tells you about wokeness and the racial grievance politics of things, is that he used this as a negotiation. The plan was to use this as a negotiation to get more money and empire. It wasn't, let me get more people to follow me. It wasn't, let me find another movie to get star in where I can raise my star power. It was, let me put the country pitted against each other and let me be the victim and then I'll get more money. I mean, that is just sick.
It is. I mean, it is mind blowing, Joe, that he's out of jail. I mean, he could have started a race war.
That's not how you get acting work. That's the trouble with acting, is that anybody can do it. You know, like, look, you cast me as a spy.
Yeah.
Here's me as a spy. I'm not a spy.
Excellent.
You need an angle, Greg. That's why I say I'm a victim of bullying. Like back in elementary school, sometimes even the girls would beat me up just because I tried to take their lunch money.
You are such an interesting individual. Kat, though, you would watch the hell out of this as a reality show. Why aren't they in Hollywood? Why aren't they getting a reality TV show?
I did watch some of it. My favorite part was when he started denying that this is what happened. Mm. They're like, oh, we just started seeing this different side of him.
Mm.
That's the side he showed you. They said they felt betrayed, but in order to be betrayed, I feel like you have to trust somebody, and maybe don't trust the guy that's approaching you to orchestrate a multi-layered hate crime hoax.
Yeah.
You know, because if someone's like mean to everyone but you, you're not special. It's just not your turn yet.
Mm-hmm. You know, to defend him, Sarah, Well, you could say that this kind of hate crime hoax was incentivized by a climate that rewards people for doing it. He just saw the writing on the wall and said, you know what? The pursuit of happiness now includes hoaxes.
Yeah. Okay. And back to Kamala, who was one of the first who was sympathetic and defending of the lies. When Jesse cried wolf, it was Kamala Harris.
That's true.
Who was out. They so wanted to believe that this was true. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, it was all about division.
But it also tells you what they think of the country.
Right.
That this could be possible. I mean, none of it made sense to begin with. All of us were sitting there just waiting for the moment to implode, but no one could say anything.
You know what? And that's why you got to give credit to the Chicago reporters, the local reporters who were getting the abuse from everybody for dogged reporting. And, you know, they were right all along. And they had to stick to it, even though nobody else would. That was amazing. All right. We are out of time. Thanks to Sarah Palin, Lawrence Jones, Joe, Maggie Gatter, and the blah, 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 blah.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.